Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcleclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up at 3 o'clock, we have your NFL news of the day. Looking forward to that. Brian has the details on some very interesting names that are now becoming free agents in the NFL. And here he is, the king himself, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Was I making sense? Oh, by the way, real quick, Bobby and I have got a love of the star tonight.
Sweet.
So if you want to get potentially your question answered, please tweet at Brian Broadus, Brian with a Y, or Bobby Belt TX, and we'll do our best to try and get your question answered there. We're going to do a show where we answer all the questions one day, too. I think that's always good to kind of mailbag it one day and get everybody's question answered. I know we have kind of some limited time with that, but hopefully get your question answered tonight, and appreciate everybody out there that listens to us. Do you guys agree with what I was talking about with the running back situation, with maybe there being so much quality and not enough teams for the quality? So do you think your first offer that you make for one of these quality guys probably be the best offer they get? And maybe you can maybe get somebody instead of I kind of feel like you guys would be okay with going away from Pollard.
Well, we had the report early in the offseason the Cowboys were going to change course on how they allocated salary cap to running back. So I think Tony Pollard's story today, he'd be willing to pay for less, has that in mind. Right. And I think there is a number where I would be happy to have him back. But when free agency starts, I think there are going to be better players on the market. And I want to offer those guys $3.5-4 million and see which players that is interesting to. You know, I think there is a point where I won't go over. But with all of those runners, I want to try to get one in here that I can depend on that's going to give me a good chance at 4.5 yards per attempt. And then I want to try to really break the bank as far as talent in the draft.
I like what you're saying there. Zach, you've seen both the draft and these guys that are on the market right now.
Yeah.
You lean in one way or another if you're the Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to add, you know, veteran insurance, and maybe Pollard is that guy. But ideally, you know, I'm kind of looking at whoever I draft. If you want to go as early as 56 and take Trey Benson from Florida State.
I'd love that.
I think that's your starter. That's your future number one back. I mean, I do love Jalen Wright from Tennessee. Maybe he's the third round guy, but I'm kind of leaning towards the draft as my solution there.
Would you guys be interested in going back-to-back on offensive linemen?
Very much so.
And then taking a running back at three? Maybe
that's the best way for the draft to flow. Yeah.
I kind of feel like the same way. I kind of feel like, let me draft linemen back-to-back, one and two. Let me take a back in the third, and maybe I could sign one of these backs that, like Dawson's talking about, that you make a decent offer to one of them. They're like, I'm not going to get more than $3.5-4 million here. I'm going to have to take this offer and sign. So you not only if you helped your offensive line, But you've also helped your back. How much do you guys blame Tony Pollard for the lack of the running game?
Oh, I think it's significant, you know, but I think he's about average. This is replacement level. It's different than what happened for him in 2022 when he was young enough and healthy enough to take average holes and take him to the house for 70 yards, you know. So, you know, I think to blame partially the offensive line was not great either. They need somebody in the equation to be special if you're going to run the football.
Right.
And, you know, it's scheme, it's O-line, it's runner, and I think they were all pretty blah last year.
Yeah, I think the scheme was bad. The offensive line did not run block well. At the point of attack, they got absolutely blown up. You've talked about the tight ends. That was an issue as well. But, yeah, Pollard – when he admits it himself, I wasn't the same back until post-Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, basically, yes, he deserves a handful of that blame as well.
I can't bet that he's going to be good, though. You know, I mean,
yeah, that's,
he says post-Thanksgiving, and I'm like, man, that's a small sample size. I like what I see, but I'm worried that the Cowboys are like, oh, okay, well, it was 10 last year, now it's 7, right? You're coming down 30%. Boy, really, we really got a good deal for the same player. No, he played at near league minimum level to me.
I kind of feel like, let me try somebody different. But coaches like the guys they're familiar with. That's just how they work.
All right, listen to them.
There's a couple of players out there that that were on were going to be released. Eric Kendricks, the linebacker that was with Mike Zimmer in Minnesota, and then was with the Chargers last season, and a lot of connecting the dots there with Zim and Kendricks. I kind of feel like, though, that Kendricks was a much better player for Mike Zimmer when he was at Minnesota early in his career. He was an All-Pro player, Pro Bowl player. I don't think he's the same player. And I wonder if the Cowboys will evaluate that. I feel like there's some qualities about him. Would he help because he's got the familiarity with your scheme? I think he's a step slow. And I don't think he's as fast nor as quick as he was once was for like Mike. And so that would worry me a little bit. I think the instincts and the flow, the way he moves, or the way he sees it is good. I just don't think he'd get there like he once did. And you could see that in some of the plays where the ball gets to the outside. When they run the ball at him, he's got a really good chance of making the tackle. This guy's a good tackler.
Well, you know, physical jokes aside, I do think that sounds like a player the Cowboys could afford.
Yeah. The question when you ask them, though, it's always going to be about money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask Mike Zimmer, he would probably tell you the guy was a good player when he was with me at Minnesota. That would be my hunch. It's been a while since then. Yeah, I think Mike would probably say he was a much better player for me
2 or 3 years ago.
In Minnesota than he is right now. So that's something you absolutely have to consider here. I like the guy as a blitzer more than a cover guy. I think he'll step up. He'll fill. He's got a physical side to his game. Plays square. He'll take on blocks. He's always communicating with others. But again, I don't see the same player.
He can't solve your problems. No.
Not right now.
Can't just rely on him to be Mr. Fix-It.
No. And you know, I can understand why the Chargers did what they did. Now, Quandre Diggs got released from the Seattle Seahawks. And when you look at Diggs' game, he's a true free safety. And I was thinking, and I asked Gang of Seven yesterday about him, and one of my Gang of Seven guys, like, I said, hey, still got something left? This guy goes, absolutely, worth your study. You know, make a report on that. But this guy, and he plays as a true free safety, as I mentioned. His reactions are really good. His awareness is really good. He still moves well. He's got a burst, and he breaks on the ball from the free safety spot. You see him play either in that too high look, that shell they call it, or you'll see him play as a single high guy. And what I really, really like him is he's just not afraid to throw his body around when he gets around the ball. He'll make some really, really good open field tackles, but you know, he's also had some misses on other. I was watching the Dallas game, and he had a miss that was a pretty significant one. But he's a kind of I'm a line him up guy. And what I mean that is you can always see him communicating and talk with others after touchdowns and things like that. He's always like telling them why something happened. But you could tell he plays with his head on the swivel. He could still pedal. He could still turn. If there's a deep read for him to make where it's the corner, I was watching the Ravens game. They try and run vertical on the outside a couple different times, and he read the route, turned, opened, and then went. And was able to kind of cover the ground and then get in on the play. I think he's really good at seeing quickly what's happening around him, and then finds that ability to make things happen. So if you gave me an opportunity, again, these are all guys that are, we'll see what the money situation is. But if you gave me a choice between, as bad as Cowboys need linebackers, and you know, we'll see what happens with Hooker. This guy's a better player than Hooker, in my opinion. He's a University of Texas guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, is there some kind of connection that you can maybe bring him back home that way? I don't know. But if you gave me a choice between the two, I would take Diggs, the safety, over Kendricks, the linebacker, who both were put on the street yesterday.
You think Diggs pretty much in his prime still?
He's a veteran player, man. But I tell you what, he's still, I think he's got that ability. I love the way he sees things. I love the way he reacts. I love the way he helps others when needed. Hmm. So that's something that you could always take advantage of, a player like that.
I think Zach's about to tell us about another name player who is about to become a free agent in the NFL with free agency now approaching. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
Yeah, we've certainly got some big names that are getting released. We've got another name that is re-signed within the division. We'll tell you about all that next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.